Blackstone Audio presents Easy Street, The Hard Way, a memoir by Ron Perlman with Michael Largo. This book is read by Ron Perlman.
Chapter 1. A Couple of Cannibals Are Eating a Clown. The year 1969 was a culturally packed dividing line, or a closing of many circles that changed scores of things, not only for me, but also for history. Nixon was sworn in as president, and the death toll in Vietnam reached 320,000. A man had actually walked on the moon. The Jets, quarterbacked by Broadway Joe Namath, had won the Super Bowl, and the underdog Mets would win their first World Series. There were student protests in the Chicago 8, and madman Charles Manson would go on his helter-skelter senseless killing spree. The Academy Award for Best Picture would go to Midnight Cowboy. John Wayne would win a long-awaited Best Actor Oscar for his performance in True Grit. And the young and dashing Newman and Redford duo would bust the box offices and hearts of American women in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And on the radio that year, the counterculture had gone commercial. The big hits blaring from every transistor and car tuner were the songs The Age of Aquarius, Let the Sunshine In, Come Together, Crimson and Clover, and In the Year 2525. Theater was also at an apex, culturally well-regarded and important, and probably never to return to the status in which it was held then. The thing we now called Off-Off-Broadway was invented in basements and factory lofts of the Lower East Side, and during that very week, when my girlfriend and cousin tracked me down, there were over 100,000 people converging on Max Yeager's farm in Woodstock.